KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine for the forecast area. Temperatures warming to the lower to mid 80s. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Clear for tonight, 55 for your low. We're at a high of 85 on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine. Warmer Friday, 92 degrees with sunshine. We're at 98 degrees on Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Bart Kenner is a USDA economist. He has some numbers with the U.S. ag trade for the first 10 months of the fiscal year.
Agricultural exports are $147.5 billion, up 27% from $115.9 billion this time last year. Agricultural imports are at $135.2 billion, up 13% from this time last year, at $119.4 billion. That leaves a trade balance of $12.3 billion, up, you could say, 450% from the negative $3.5 billion trade surplus last year.
Well, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever have partnered with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program to offer conservation and cost-share opportunities for sorghum producers in western Kansas. The new sustainable initiative, Sorghum for Birds, which is building innovation, resilient, and diverse agriculture systems, targets low-performing areas by offering growers a one-time incentive payment to apply targeted conservation practices in tandem with sorghum production. The Sorghum for Birds application period is now open to Kansas producers in a 15-county region. If you would like more information, go to sorghumcheckoff.com. And following the April 30th decision of the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona in vacating the Trump Era Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers halted their implementation of the rule, as stated on a post on the EPA website. The two agencies will now be using regulations and guidance established prior to 2015 to determine which waterways are protected. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
I'm Andy Hoosier with the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks from 2001. Coming up this weekend, the state of Kansas is showing its pride by the number of memorials that are placed around the entire state, including airports and fire departments in numerous different towns.
We wanted to make a big statement, but we all wanted to be able to see it and touch it and feel it. To see a piece of steel that big and that thick that's literally been torn open was just, it was a catastrophic thing.
When you're able to see a memorial like this and you're able to reach out and you can put your hand on the piece, it gives you a connection, a sense of connection. And that's something that you don't get by watching television.
That audio from Cake News. The largest memorial is in Overland Park, but smaller cities also have tributes, including Hutchinson, Anthony, and Wichita. And one of the makers of the memorial includes B&B Metal Arts from right here in Kansas.
And as I was talking to him, I was looking at the eagle I had on the wall with, yeah, I think I have an idea on this, what we could do.
Mid-America Network News.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Well, hospitalization rates for COVID-19 across the state of Kansas are on the increase, with some at critical levels at certain hospitals, and some doctors are speaking out to help fight the virus in the communities.
We're very tired. Everyone's tired. We're weary. We thought we had it. We thought the game was going to be over, and now you find out you have to go extra innings. But now you're short-staffed, and you're tired, and you're meeting people that don't want to play the game.
That was Dr. Mark Mosley on Cake News, where he says he's concerned about misinformation regarding COVID-19 and says now it's beginning to affect younger individuals and even children.
Those kids can go on and infect others that have been unvaccinated. Yesterday, a 20-year-old man, healthy, that low oxygen will probably end up on a ventilator. So this is not just about the elderly and the sick. This is now about our children.
As of Friday last week, there were a total of nearly 4,000 new cases, 49 new deaths, and 111 new hospitalizations since the beginning of September. Mid-American.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, good Wednesday. Authorities say a 21-year-old North Platte man drowned while he was duck hunting over the weekend. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the body of 21-year-old Brandon Freeman was recovered Monday from the Fremont Slough Wildlife Area. The Sheriff's Office says the office received a call Sunday evening from someone reporting that a man who was duck hunting swam out to get a downed bird. The man went under and did not resurface. The lake commonly called Maui Lake is just east of North Platte on I-80. U.S. Department of Agriculture says workers on farms and at meatpacking plants who were severely affected by the coronavirus pandemic will be eligible to get grants of up to $600 per person as part of a new $700 million aid program. The grants announced yesterday are intended to defray some of the costs workers bore, as many of them bought their own protective equipment or took unpaid leave as the virus tore through their industries. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Connections and Blue River Rail Trail representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week. Due to recent years of flooding, there is a portion of the trail where the Big Blue River is encroaching and washing out the bank. Engineering plans were presented to show the area and proposed improvements that need to be made. Commissioners unanimously approved $12,000 from the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to help offset costs of engineering fees for the project. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes and Dr. Nancy Zidek met with the board to discuss the retirement of Dr. John Ryan as county-appointed medical director and health officer. Zidek indicated she would be willing to perform both roles for Marshall County. Rhodes previously had asked CMH if any doctors on staff would be interested. She was told that none were. Last week, Dr. Rice indicated interest. Fritz Blaske and Keith Bramhall voted to appoint Dr. Nancy Zidek as medical director and health officer for Marshall County beginning September 1st. Barb Kiekhafer voted no, indicating nothing personal against Zidek, but feels it should be someone from in Marshall County. Former County Commissioner Mick Keating questioned the board on the need for a 37-bed jail. He's concerned with building a jail that's too big. It was explained, although it may seem to house too many beds, there are increasing circumstances where inmates must be separated, and the current facility or a smaller facility will not allow for that, which would lead to more cost in housing inmates outside. Keating also feels a new jail should go to a vote of the people. He feels this is why we ended up with a jail and courthouse building that we have, because the board at the time was trying to build with funds they had and cut corners instead of putting the vote to the people and building what we needed. The board discussed two options for the 2022 Marshall County budget. Option one showed a mill levy of 47.865, which is 1.229, lower than the 21 budget, and would be a decrease in tax collections in the amount of $63,000. Option two, a mill levy of 47.092, which is just over 2 mills lower than the 21 budget. That would be a decrease in tax collections of $219,000. That second option was accepted with a budget hearing Monday, September 13th at 8:30 a.m. in the commissioner's room. Washington County Commissioner's meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Sheriff advised that Seth Olmers resigned as relief deputy effective August 30th. He's hired Alan Russo and Amber Miller as full-time dispatchers. Commissioners discussed replacing the local health officer in Nemahal County. Gary Scobie moved to approve appointing Nicole Keim to serve as Nemahal County local health officer at a contract rate of $7,000 per month, with the understanding she will contract with additional staff as needed. Jason Cook seconded the motion. Motion carried with Dylan Keim abstaining. Keim moved to approve appointing Irvin Cohen to consult with a local health officer at a contract rate of $1,000 per month. That passed unanimously. At the September 7 meeting, business will be limited to budget work for Nemahal County commissioners. Gage County Board of Supervisors Friday held a budget hearing, unanimously adopting a $50.17 million budget, which includes continued payments toward the Beatrice 6 judgment. The increase is 2.05% year over year. Supervisors estimate another 3 to 4 years to finalize the civil judgment payments. Roughly $3.3 million of the budget is earmarked toward that effort, and the state has passed a measure allowing $4 million in assistance. Budget requests from non-county agencies, townships, and fire districts showed no increase, with modest increases in county office budgets. A fatality accident was reported in Nemahal County Monday morning, claiming the life of a Seneca teenager. 16-year-old Lawson Schmelsley went left of center and struck the rear axle of a semi driven by Craig Nolte, age 32, of Seneca. Lawson Schmelsley went off the road, his vehicle overturned. He was pronounced dead at the scene shortly before 10:30 Monday morning on Q Road just south of 112th in Nemahal County. Donald E. Wink, age 87, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Don Wink. Larry D. Leck, age 74, of Holton, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington Cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Mercer Funeral Home in Holton, assisting the Ward Funeral Home with arrangements for Larry Leck. Leonila R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Leonila Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower. Dorothy M. Cook, age 90, of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Cook.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We will see an overall quiet weather pattern moving in towards the middle to end of our work week. As we get closer to Friday and the upcoming weekend, we do see a return of summer-like temperatures. Our temperatures will warm up into the weekend as the 80s make a return for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. With the warm weather, we are expecting pleasant conditions, even if it's a bit hot. Sunshine for the forecast area. Temperatures warming to the lower to mid 80s, northwest winds 5 to 10. Clear for tonight, 55 for your low. We're at a high of 85 on Thursday, plenty of sunshine. Warmer Friday, 92 degrees with sunshine. We're at 98 degrees on Saturday. Temperatures will cool down back into the upper 80s for Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 104, the average low 60 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:48, sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
What's the origin of the best man at a wedding? The surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 8th, the 251st day of the year. Actor Peter Sellers and singer Patsy Cline were born on this day. In recent years, September and October have mounted a serious challenge to June as the most popular time for weddings. If you have one to attend, here's some wedding lore to regale other guests with. It has to do with the origin of the best man. German folklore holds that when eligible women were in short supply, men would often raid neighboring communities to steal a bride. To help him carry out the kidnapping, the groom would select the best man for the job. He remained on watch during the wedding ceremony and even guarded the newlywed's home in case the bride's family tried to steal her back. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun legends and folklore at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. Join a send-off celebration downtown Saturday morning in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown with live music, beer garden, and more this Saturday in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from RX Drugstore, the Citizen State Banks, and Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, a win for the Wind Surge last night, a loss for the Royals. We'll start with the Wind Surge to open up the final homestand with a 3-1 Game 1 victory over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals yesterday. The duel of Cole Sands and Cody Funderburk combined to give one unearned run and five hits on the night to limit the Naturals' offense. The series with the Arkansas Naturals continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. First pitch is set for 7:05. Now to the boys in blue. Cedric Mullins homered for the third consecutive game, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3. DJ Stewart and Austin Hayes also connected for Baltimore. Carlos Santana hit his 19th home run for the Royals, who are now 9-4 in their last 13 road games after going 19-37 in their first 46. The series continues tonight, first pitch at 6:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The new NFL season hasn't even started, and the Kansas City Chiefs are already tops in one category. The Chiefs are leading the league in the number of Canadian-born doctors with pro football experience in the organization. Most Chiefs fans are familiar with the impressive accomplishments of offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, who earned his medical degree during the offseason. Turns out he's one of two doctors from the Great White North on the Chiefs' payroll. Dr. J.P. Darche played two seasons for the Chiefs in 07 and 08 before finishing his medical studies. These days, he remains busy as one of the team's doctors for the franchise while also practicing sports medicine at the University of Kansas Health System. In addition to his dual roles with the Chiefs and the University of Kansas Health System, Darche has a third job that combines his love of football and medicine. Darche is the team doctor for the football squad at Blue Valley West High School, where his son is on the roster. Wednesday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Only 1 week into the fall sports season, the Twin Valley League is already showing the prowess. Hey, it's Jeff Hortz, host of the TVL Spotlight on CandyYRadio.com. The defending state champion Hanover Wildcat football team earned their first win of the season in convincing fashion. We'll talk to Coach Matt Hoyer. The Donovan West cross country girls picked up where they left off last year, taking the gold at the Marysville Country Club, and will name the TVL Spotlight Athlete of the Week. All that coming up this week on CandyYRadio.com.
Add a little oriental flair to the indoors with Ming Aurelias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These elegant tropical plants prefer a bright, warm location indoors. Keep the soil evenly moist, not wet, when the plants are actively growing. Cut back on watering in winter. Place with other plants or on a gravel tray to increase the humidity around the Aurelia. Feed actively growing plants with a dilute solution of any houseplant fertilizer. And don't worry if the plants begin shedding leaves. As new leaves form, the plant often sheds its lower leaves, revealing the gnarly bark. This also happens when the indoor growing conditions change and the days grow shorter and light is less intense in fall and winter. But do make sure you are watering properly and the plants are not subject to drafts of hot or cold air. move to a better location, and adjust watering if needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet of fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings this Sunday, 11 to 1:30, at the Marysville American Legion. $12 for adults, $5 children under 10. Sons of the Legion Buffet, Sunday, serving 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
Most people have heard of the Oregon Trail, but few have come across the Applegate Trail. Yet it was the latter that afforded a different, and some say safer, route to the fertile Willamette Valley. The story of that historic trail is today's feature on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Brothers Lindsay, Jesse, and Charles Applegate and their families made the trip across the Oregon Trail in 1843. They were just a few of the many who were looking for a prosperous new beginning in the West.
Well, they started out in Independence, Missouri. Of course, they wanted to start as soon as they could here in spring here, you know. But they were all hitting mainly for that Willamette Valley at that time. They heard of exaggerated things about the Willamette Valley up there, the fertile land up this kind. Of course, mostly farmers in those days, you know, but about 75% of you were farmers.
On that journey, the brothers lost three family members due to drowning on the dangerous Columbia River. So 3 years later, they blazed a new cutoff that took settlers through southern Oregon instead. Dennis Godston says it became known as the Applegate Trail. Both routes were difficult, though.
Well, at first, they're rafting that Columbia River up there. Oh, there's a gorge up there, you know, and a lot of people drowning up there. Either way, it was really tough. Because the northern route, you had the Blue Mountains, they get snowed in sometimes, you know, and of course, they had to cross the Snake River and this kind of thing, too, you know. And it was tough. And the southern route, for a while, they were going through that Black Rock Desert in Nevada.
And once the Applegate Trail reached southern Oregon and turned north toward the long-awaited Willamette Valley, there were steep mountains to cross. It wasn't an easy alternative to the northern route.
Not at all, because they had to clear it away. It wasn't really clear at all. The first one to come through it really difficult.
By 1853, 3,500 people used the Applegate Trail in that year alone. A stage stop and hotel were built here at Sunny Valley. In 1880, President Rutherford Hayes came to Oregon. They charged the president $3 for the one-night stay. It's just part of the history of this museum devoted to the southern route to Oregon. Traveling the countryside in Sunny Valley, Oregon, I'm Andrew McRae.
Piles of tree branches. Use them to build a raised bed garden called Google Culture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Throw some dirt on top of the wood for a plant paradise as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
There is a
huge pile of tree branches and sticks in my backyard. I'll bet I could make a really nice hugelkultur bed. Paul Wheaton is a permaculture expert. He says hugelkultur, which is German for hill culture, is nothing more than making raised beds filled with rotten wood. This technique provides more space for nutrients and water in the soil. And if you build it big enough, he says you can eliminate the need to irrigate.
A lot of times when you grow, say, raspberries, if you end up having to water it a lot to keep the raspberries alive, then the raspberry flavor is diminished. It's kind of watery flavored. Whereas the raspberry plant finds water in the rotted wood from last winter, which is rich in nutrients, which then in turn makes it so that the raspberry flavor is very rich.
You can use just about any kind of wood except black locust, cedar, and black walnut, which is toxic to most plants. Wheaton says building methods can vary, but creating a hugelkultur bed is simply piling soil over the wood.
Since a lot of people don't have a lot of extra soil around, they might dig down a little bit to get the soil, put the wood down, and then put the soil back on top of that. The first time I ever built hugelkultur beds, I was on 80 acres, and I had a tractor with a bucket on the front. And so then I kind of was shaping the land at the same time as taking the topsoil I scraped off in one spot and would dump it onto the hugelkultur.
Wheaton says as soon as you're done building the hugelkultur, you can plant fruits and vegetables. And as time goes by, the wood decomposes and shrinks, and the soil becomes rich in organic material. Learn more about building a hugelkultur bed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A benefits boost is coming for persons in the SNAP program. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Beginning October 1st, participants in the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will see about a 25% increase in the benefits they had before the pandemic. Sandy Proctor is with Kansas State University.
It's like a cost of living adjustment, and it really is long overdue, as we know how food prices have escalated in just the past few months, let alone the last 15 years since these were adjusted. So it really is a cost of living adjustment to make sure that the allowance that is provided for families who really need this added income for food have enough to make healthy choices.
Proctor says SNAP recipients struggle to eat healthier.
When your budget is tight, you really don't have a lot of wiggle room, just like we don't have calorie wiggle room to eat a lot of other foods. We don't have a lot of money to buy other things. But we also know that nutrient-dense foods oftentimes are more costly than low-cost, less healthful foods.
The monthly benefit increase is around $180 for a family of five. Again, Sandy Proctor.
$180 to help stretch your food budget is really going to make a huge difference, especially if you're used to making do with that much less.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's good news and bad news for farmers across the Mid-America region, as income for many farms is up, but the expenses have also risen as well. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says...
Yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increases, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013, and back then the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that although there has been an increase in wages and expenses, it's still not quite sure what it could look like for the economy next year for farmers.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords, asking for a 5 or 10% increase in, especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
There's also been an increase in other type of expenses as well, including raw materials for new farm buildings due to labor and other prices that have been going up and distribution of goods across the nation that have been struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic. Many are curious how the economy may rebound starting next year once the pandemic could be over. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new forecast from USDA projects increased net farm income for 2021. Michael Clements has the details.
For fiscal year 2021, the Department of Agriculture projects net farm income to increase $18.5 billion from 2020, or 19.5%, to $113 billion. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist, says the forecast puts net farm income at the highest level since 2013.
We had a low of $62 billion back in 2016, so reaching $113 billion in 2021 is certainly an impressive turnaround for the sector. 68% of that increase in receipts is due to a price impact, which means about 30% of that increase is due to increases in the quantity sold.
She says it's largely attributed to increased commodity prices.
On the crop side, obviously a significant increase in receipts from corn, soybeans, and wheat, which are forecast to increase by $38 billion. But it's not all good news on the crop side. Unfortunately, for specialty crop growers, vegetable and melon and fruit and nut cash receipts are projected down by over $4 billion. On the animal products, we're looking at an increase of $26 billion. On the dairy side, basically no change, which is the third year in a row, unfortunately, for our dairy sector that we haven't seen an increase.
Meanwhile, USDA projects total farm expenses up 7% from last year.
Of course, that's influenced by an increase in fuel and oil prices, increase in fertilizer prices, and labor expenses. So 7% is equivalent to about a $26 billion increase.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we are agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Silage piles laid out in a horizontal silo can get really tall and really dangerous. Stay tuned for safety tips on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Horizontal silos are a storage system where silage is packed in long piles and can reach heights of 20 to 40 feet. Some have construction-grade materials for sides, some are cut into the earth, and some are simply dumped on the ground or a hard surface without walls. All of them pose safety risks if you're not careful in creating and removing silage from the piles. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says tractors used for packing silage should have rollover protective structures, or ROPs. The build and slope of the material matters too.
So using the right equipment on the piles, tractors that do have rollover protection, when we're using trucks on them and that sort of thing, making sure we're going straight up and down. But they recommend a 1-3 slope. So for every 3 foot of run, you have 1 foot of rise as we're loading them and packing them in that progression as we come forward.
Undercutting happens when the silage pile is too tall for equipment to load material from the top. As silage is continually removed from the bottom, it creates an overhang that could collapse, burying people and equipment.
The general recommendation is staying 3 times the height of the pile away from the face of it, which can be a pretty far distance, especially if we have a pretty tall pile. So not going on foot that close to it, making sure you're always inside a machine that you could back out of the situation if it did collapse, and using the appropriate machinery, something that can reach the top of the pile.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about horizontal silo safety at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday today, about to wrap up in just a little bit from now with the markets closing. We've had a relatively decent day compared to yesterday, coming back after the holiday with corn back up into the green. Wheat still struggling a little bit today. Soybeans kind of mixed all over the board right now, so it's kind of hard to make heads and tails of what's actually happening throughout the markets today. Starting off with your corn, we do see, as we mentioned, some green on the board here. December corn up 1 3/4 to 5.12 1/4. The March corn up 1 1/4 to 5.21 3/4. A lot of movement going on the board right now. On the wheat side, KC wheat's been taking a bit of a hit today. December down 11 points to 7.06 1/2. The March down 11 points to 7.15 1/2. On the soybean side, as we mentioned, kind of back up and down in a roller coaster today with mixed all over the place. November soybeans are up right now 1 point to 12.78 even. The January soybeans up 1/2 to 12.87 1/4. On the meal side, they've been struggling a bit today with October meal down 20 cents to 3.34 60. December is currently down 1/2 to 3.37 30. On the oil side, we see October down by 28 cents to 57.44. December is down by 30 cents to 57.46. So they've been struggling a little bit right now as well. Cotton today, they've been pretty mixed across the board as well, with October up by 71 cents today to 76.12. December is down right now 21 cents in the red to 93.84. Quick look in your metals market as we kind of go through the day today. A lot of red on the board here. October gold's down 420. 217.92 10. The silver for September is down 37 cents to 23.95. Same with December silver, down 33 cents to 24 3 pennies. Copper and platinum also in the red right now. We'll see what they do with markets closing in just a little bit from now. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday afternoon.
Truck, SUV,
truck, SUV. That's the only choice he'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on five.
Water on this parched, dry, dry land. Let it rain, rain, rain.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.